Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today, we unveil not just a policy, but a doctrine, a structure, a system of restraint that rewrites the future of global leadership. Because in a world built on escalation, it takes a different kind of power to pull back, to hold the line, to carry the consequence of generations, and still choose preservation. This is not neutrality. This is not weakness. This is strategic restraint made operational. And today, we publish the first national doctrine that transforms restraint into measurable advantage. Not just in theory, but in systems and simulations in law. This is the doctrine of strategic restraint, and it's now published globally on SSRN, not as opinion, but as operational truth, filed, simulated, forecast, ready for leadership from global corridors to American communities. This is restraint as infrastructure, as foresight, as covenantal strength. It is how we protect peace, preserve dignity, and walk in wisdom before the battle ever begins. And that is how we lead with restraint. Let's be clear about what this is and what it is not. This is not pacifism. This is not deterrence through dominance. This is not the slow fade of diplomacy into silence. This is strategic operating system. This is simulation-grade doctrine for national defense and peacekeeping. This is a sovereign-calibrated trimetric framework for restraint, anchored in measurable consequence and interoperable with allied diplomatic and defense protocols. At its center are three tools designed not for escalation, but for entrainment. The Purple Team Calculus, or PTC, models generational consequence. The Decker Escalation Amplification Coefficient, or EAC, diagnoses risk amplification. The Moral Burden Carrying Index, or MBCI, quantifies leadership accountability. These aren't abstractions. They don't just simulate war. They simulate wisdom. They don't just model conflict. They surface conscience. They don't escalate. They stabilize. Let me say that again because it matters. They do not escalate. They stabilize. They anchor restraint, not as pause, but as power. Because peace is not the absence of war. It is the presence of wisdom. And now, for the first time in modern history, that wisdom is codified. Not just as principle, but as infrastructure. This is strategic restraint. This is how a nation carries the burden well. This is how peace begins. Let's talk about what this changes. NATO can now simulate restraint using generational consequence modeling. JADC2 can integrate real-time escalation dampening protocols. Red cells at the CIA, DIA, and RAND can now simulate not only what war will do, but what restraint would have preserved. This doctrine generates fiscal lift, not by shrinking defense, but by preserving it. Here's just one model. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard operations, when optimized under this doctrine, project life cycle savings of up to $2.126 billion per year, simply by embedding non-kinetic preservation pathways into fleet modernization and operational doctrine. Now scale it across joint commands, J7, PACOM, AFRICOM, NORTHCOM, and layered through NATO alliance simulations, the forecasted economic impact exceeds, in the U.S. alone, $1.602 trillion over the next decade. These fiscal lifts should be reflected in the upcoming NSC implementation plan and OMB budgetary brief. That's what happens when you build doctrine, not just to defend, but to preserve. This is how restraint becomes readiness. This is how preservation becomes strength. This is how peace endures. But this isn't just about savings. It's about speed, because what slows war also accelerates readiness. With the new gross coding and deferral protocols, we measured vessel velocity increases between 10.7% and 13.3% under constant propulsion. That's not theory. That's faster interception. That's greater operational endurance. That's peace enabled by performance. Because in the world of AI warfare, drone escalation, and hour-long conflict cycles, restraint must move faster than fear. And now it can. When wisdom becomes design and stewardship becomes strategy, even peace learns how to run. This is where doctrine moves with dignity. This is where strength speaks softly. This is the velocity of peace. Let's go deeper. This doctrine doesn't just pass simulations, it passes law. It aligns with the Geneva Conventions, the U.S. Constitution, the War Powers Resolution of 1973, and the strategic ethics embedded into every tier of command. It is structurally compliant, doctrinally sovereign, and morally anchored. And here's the truth. This doctrine is not built on politics. It is built on burden. The kind of burden leaders carry when they know their decisions will echo for centuries. This is biblical statecraft. It is restraint, not in fear, but in fear of what happens when leaders do not restrain. This is restraint written in law. This is sovereignty anchored in burden. This is how righteousness governs. We are entering a new global convergence cycle. Taiwan, the Sahel, Eastern Europe, the Arctic routes, the system is straining. And yet the world had no structural path to simulate preservation until now. This doctrine equips the United Nations. It equips CENTCOM. It equips diplomatic attachés and war colleges. It gives NATO, ASEAN, the AU, and the EU a shared operational grammar for preserving peace before the trigger is pulled, and dovetails with coalition peace support and joint peacekeeping exercises already on the calendar. This is not the art of war. It is the architecture of peace. And now, for the first time, peace has a playbook. This doctrine was written for my daughters. Eva, Gianna, and for yours. And for every child unborn who deserves a world with fewer graves and more grace. This wasn't written to win. It was written to preserve, to model a kind of leadership that doesn't seek applause, but seeks accountability, and to prove that restraint, when encoded in law, can become the most powerful force in the defense of peace. To Ambassador Stevens, this honors you. To the American people, this protects you. To the world, this prepares you. You can read the Doctrine of Strategic Restraint right now, published on SSRN and the description below. It's available globally, citable, deployable, live. This is how we stop simulating war and start simulating wisdom. Then on June 29th, we'll share what we have accomplished in the first 100 days of Set 2, including NATRA and the DCESM Tier 1 Doctrine. And on July 4th, we unveil the next economic doctrine, Covenantal Economics, the sovereign foundation for peace that lasts. But today, we pulled a lever few dared to build and revealed what restraint can preserve when it is finally built into the system. This is the white paper. And this is just the beginning. Read the doctrine. Share the vision. Deploy the peace. Thank you for trusting me with this.